Okay, so we're on Daf Ayin Tet tonight. Ayin Tet 79a, the top line of the Mishnah. Everybody all set? So the thing we learned yesterday is that you have to, again, the learning is Lelu Neshama of Rafi's father. That's Rachamim ben Adina. No, what's the father's name? Yeah, Rachamim ben Mani. Rachamim ben Mani is in front of Racha. And Rafi's been dedicated for all the days since Shabbos. I didn't mention it, unfortunately, but it was all dedicated to his father, and it should be Elias Neshama for him. And Rafi's also dedicating the Siyam, and that should also be, I assume, Elias Neshama for your father. Okay, so the top line of the Mishnah, I intend what else. So we learned that when you give the get, you can give the get directly to the woman, or else you put it in her rishos. So again, we have a Mishnah, we don't understand everything. The Mishnah, but I'll explain based on the Maskan. So Manitin, Haita Omer al Rosh Hagag, if the woman is standing on top of the roof, it's going to emerge, she owns the roof, so that's her rishos. Umzrakola, and then he, the husband, throws her the get, Kevin Shehila Avir Hagag, once the object, which is the get, is over the airspace of the Gog, he says, Harezu Megreshet. She's divorced, and it's going to come out according to most Rishonim. It means that even if the get never hits the ground because it gets destroyed, it's burnt, or there's a rainstorm, it gets erased before it hits the ground, she'll still be divorced because once it enters her airspace, that's in her rishus, and maybe she's divorced. Who milamala? Now let's say, and so the way the first way was, though we don't know it yet. In other words, the husband was in the chatzer, that's his chatzer, and he threw a get to the woman in her gog, and that's her gog. So he's throwing it from his chatzer to her gog, then she gets divorced. The second case, Humilamala, now the husband is on the roof, and we don't know this yet. It's going to come out that in this case, it's the husband's roof. Humilamala, Vihimilamata, and she's down below. Zrakola, again, he throws the get. Kaven Shetzamir Shura gog. Once it leaves the Rishut of the Gog, it leaves the domain of the Gog, and it gets into the airspace of the Chaser, Nimchako Nisraf. And even if the get is Nimchak, means that it's erased, like a rainstorm happens and the writing gets erased before it hits the ground, oh, Nisraf, or it gets incinerated before it hits the ground, I resume aggression. Again, according to most Rishonim, they hold there's no difference in the ratio of the Sefer, the Nimchak and Nisraf. The Rambam has a Shita that there is a difference, and Rav Leibowitz was saying Akronim are toiling to understand what the difference would be, but the simple way to say is the Zelbazah, okay, the same thing. Now, the Gemara says on line 5, Bahalo Mintar, how could the get be good? There's no Shmira for the get. Now, Rashi gets to the idea, it's about whether Avir Shesopol Anua, if something will come safely down, or it seems easier to learn like the Chatzir Mishmeret, but either way, the get isn't being guarded. So Amar Rav Yudamar Shmuel, the Gog, means like this. He's throwing it on the Gog. We don't think it's like a plain, flat roof with nothing else there, but the wind could blow it away. In other words, that never has to come land, and yet we're saying she's divorced once it comes into the airspace of the Gog. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudamar Shmuel, the Gog, Sheish Lomas Ke'askinan. So Shmuel says, we're talking about a Gog with a ma'ake around it. In other words, it has a parapet, a wall around it. So it was entering the area where the wall is, where the wall is, right? It's protected from the wind. And then in those circumstances, she's divorced, we think. Then Ula Bar Menashe, Mishmei Davim Yamar, Hacha B'Pachot Mishlosha, Simuk L'Gaga Skinam. So he has an alternative explanation. Maybe there is no ma'ake, but the get got to within 3 tefachim of the ground. 3 tefachim of the ground, that's considered lava. That's like as if it's on the ground. And it's and then that with the whole pachot mishlosha simukal gag to gag them. That's as if it landed, and Mela, and then she acquires it, and she's divorced. Okay, now, well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so I mean, let's say the husband says I gave it a get. Maybe he's able to establish it, but in other words, that's a proof question. But we're saying if it's a kosher get, she's divorced. That's the essence of it. Okay. So now the Gemara says on line 8 in the 2 dots, Humi Lamalo. Now we had the first case in the Mishnah was she's on top of the Gog, he's in the Chatzir. The second case is he's on the Gog and she's in the Chatzir. Humi Lamalo, and he throws it over the roof into her Chatzir. So the Gemara says the same idea as before about Lomintar. There's nothing he's guarding this get. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Kelon Shayu Bechitzor Atatonot Odfod Al Halyonot. So Shmuel says we're talking about a case where the chatzer has walls, and the walls of the chatzer go above the roof. So in other words, let's say you have a roof, and there's 10 tefachim parapet on the roof, but and then she's down below, let's say 10 amot down below, but she has walls that are 10 amot and 10 tefachim high. So there were 10 amot and 15 tefachim high. So the walls of the chatzer, so he's in essence like throwing it over the hump, and then it's going down. He says, why do you have a picture? Okay. The Chenamar Reb Lazar Amaroshi Don Shem Mechitzat Tatona Od Fol Yonod. The Chenamar Ulam Reb Yochanan Don Shem Mechitzat Tatona Od Fol Yonod. So it means he's throwing it down into the chatzer, but once it gets down into the over the chatzer, it's protected by those mechita. So Amarli Reb Yabba Leula Keman Kirebi the Amar Kluta Kmishuun Chadanya. So here the Gemara is going to have a number of connections between these halachot and Hilchot Shabbat. If you remember, by Shabbos, you know, and this is what Leibowitz was saying, like, you know, we're talking about an object going from one rishus to another rishus, and that's basically what we're talking about here. You have a get going from, you know, one rishus to another rishus. So he says, so there's an idea that by Shabbos, and you see, it's Eichet Seichem Fiyun Sad, if you remember, Klut K'mishuhun Chadanyim. So over Masechet Shabbat, it talks about if somebody throws an object from the Rishut Yachid to another Rishut Yachid, and there's a Rishut Rabbim in between. So imagine like a ball. Let's say I take a ball, I pick it up in the Rishut Yachid, and I throw it to another Rishut Yachid. So for Hilchot Shabbat, what's the malacha? Motzi mi Rishut l'Rishut. If I take an object from the Rishut Yachid to Rishut Rabbim, to the Rabbim Rishut Yachid, I'm chayev, or a mavi or dalet amot Rishut Rabbim, but it means that everything is akira nadacha. I do an akira Rishut Rabbim, and hanachon Rishut Rabbim, I walk from the dalet amot, I'm also chayev. And even that, we explained, this is the way that Rav Konigsberg explained it once to me. It's like arba amot, like konol oshlam b'chol makom, like the person's dalet amot. Anyway, the point being, let's say he's in the Rishut Yachid, takes a ball, he throws it to another Rishut Yachid, and it goes through the Rishut Rabbim, So it never had a nach on the Rishut Rabbim. But Rebbe holds kluta k'mishuhun chadanya. Rebbe holds that if all the air surrounds the object, then that's like Kamisha Hunch, as if so Khamar Mahulak with him, but then he holds it that way. So the Gemara says, so back in our Gemara, so Amarle Rabbi Abba Le'ula Keman. So according to whom is our mission going when it says he's throwing the get over and then it's over the air of the Chatzer and then she's divorced? That's Keman, Kerebi, the Amar Kluta Kmishunta Damien. Mistama, he's following the Shita Rebbe, and holds Kluta. Kluta means it's like all. Like absorbed, it's surrounded by the Rishus, and so it's as if Munach and that Rishut. Amar Le'e, Afilutim Rabbanan. So, Uda said, you could even say our Mishnah would go like the Chamim, where Mechulak was Rebbe Masechet Shabbat. Ad Kamal Pli Rabbanan Leid Rebbe Eleni Shabbat. The Chamim, I could say, are Mechulak by the Din of Shabbos, Kabal Hatha, Yishim and Turehu. Here, the issue isn't one of Hotzah, it's one, is the object being guarded? Is the get being guarded? He says, Vaha Kamintar. So once it enters into the airspace and it's between those walls, it is being guarded. So maybe even, in other words, it's a different criteria, different, you know, method of analysis here than by Masechet Shabbat. So maybe even the Chamim who are there would agree with it here. The upper Mechitzot extend above the El Yonot. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, let me get to the two dots and we'll pause. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yasi, Keman, Rebbe Demar Klut Mishun Kadamia. So it's the same conversation we had before. Is it like Rebbe? The Mustama is Amalei Afilutim Rabbanon Ad Kamal Pli Rabbanon Leid Rebbe Elim Shabbat Aval Hacha Shemin Turihu Bahat Kamintar. And here it's being guarded. Here it's being guarded. Okay. So who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Yeah, go ahead. Wait, you throw something from right. Are you talking about the get or Shabbos? The get. Okay. So he's on the roof. His kavanah. What? His kavanah is to throw it into her rishus. Well, no. You know, again, that's a factual situation. In other words, we're talking about a situation where he intentionally threw the get. And what, in other words, you're getting into an evidentiary issue. In other words, this is the halacha. If he intends to throw the get and it's throwing into her rishus, she's divorced. That's what the Gemara is saying. you say maybe he didn't intend or something like that. So then we'll come to Bezdin and say, it just dropped from my pocket. I didn't throw it. Then it would be something else. So it's hard to imagine how dropping from the pocket can get over the box and over the partitions. But that's the way it's going. And he's got to say, hey, Gitech, you know, this is your guest, you know. So it's hard to imagine all of that, you know, happening, but or if he didn't intend it. Okay, now we're at the two dots again. Let's all focus on Ein Tzedek Aleph. Nimchak, now we said, if, you know, before it hit the ground, the get got erased. So Amar Abdach and Amar Abhua, lo shanu elosh nimchak derech yurida. So she's divorced if it was nimchak on the way down. In other words, the trajectory for the get. So it could be, in other words, he's throwing it up. In other words, he's on the roof, but the wall next door is higher than the roof. So he's throwing it up and then it's going down. So it's a little bit like pole vaulting, you know, like you go up and then go down to get over the hurdle or whatever, the pole or whatever. So so he's saying that when the Mishnah says that Nimchak, she's divorced, it's Nimchak on the way down. He says, Aval Nimchak derech Aliyah, but if it got Nimchak on the way up, even though it was in her Rishus, lo, she's not divorced. My taima mi karlo lemeinatvay. Because, in other words, we don't view it when it's on the way up. We don't view it as it's like as it's resting quite yet. It has to be, let's look at Rashi on that. He says, if you look around the 15th hour line in Rashi, Derech Yerida, Shazarcha Klapi Malati Lahavirota Ma'akem, Lo Nimchak Hachigil Lakzor Leirei. Aval Nimchak Derech Aliyah, Afishet Sami Avir Hagag, Lavir Chatzer, even though it's over the airspace of the Chatzer, L'chisra Tachon or Opo, Einam Agreshet. The derech siluko lo mikri natina. That's not called natina. In other words, natina is on the way down. On the way up, it's not called natina. El derech hanachato labol b'rishuta. It has to be derech hanacha on the way. In other words, it's heading down in a way to rest. So on the way up, if that would happen, it means a rainstorm happens or a, you know, while it's on the way up, then not on the way down, it would work.
On the way up. Yeah.
Her over right, even though right, he's saying something else. You need, it has to be natina. So the natina requires that it's heading down to rest. That's the way the Rashi seems to take it. And let's do one more little piece of Gemara, and then we can pause again. So Nisraf, we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Ein Tzedek Aleph 79a. Nisraf, or if the get got burnt, Amar Abdachim and Amar Avua Oshanu L'Shekadam Get L'Dleikam. That's talking about that the get was over in her airspace before the fire was set. About Kadma Dleika the get, if the fire was set before the get even got over into her airspace, lo, not divorced. By Taima, the Tara, the Strafa Ka'azia. We view it like, in other words, it has to be the way Rashi took it, it was like Avir Shasofa Lanua. It has to be that under normal circumstances, it could come to a rest. We had this a little bit yesterday. You're right. Here, if the fire is there from the get-go, so the get is never going to come to rest on the ground. It'll never rest in her reshush. So then that would not be good. Okay, let me pause for a second. Anybody have any more questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Yeah, so the Gemara mentioned that, but there's other requirements as well. In other words, it's in the reshush. But we also mean, which halakha are you talking about? The Gemara mentioned Klut Mishunta, but which issue are you raising in reference to? The burning, the fire?
Just the throw.
You mean the trajectory, going up and going down? Yes, that's what we're saying. In Atinami, it's in her Rishus. But there's another requirement, Benatan Biyado. And then the Natina requires that it has to be on the way down. That's the way the Gemara seems to say for Rashi. Let me see what the article has to say on this. One second.
That's only a left in Shabbos, but not yet. Possible.
What about Kluta? No. But we said that. No, we said that by Shabbos is Machloka, but here even the Chachamim could hold Kluta Kishonka. So that's the other way around. Okay, let me just. Okay, 1 7 10. Wait, let me see here. This was Derek Yerida. Yeah. So here he has 1 second. 1 7 10. Yeah, he says, this is what he says, footnote 11. While the get is still on the upward path of its trajectory, it's technically moving away from her cargo and not towards it. Accordingly, it cannot be said the get has already been given to her, Natina, which is one of the essential requirements of the get. In other words, if it's moving away from me, you know, in other words, he throws it, it's going up. So it's moving away from her. That's how it's called Natina. When it comes back down, that's called Natina. It's only after the get has begun its descent into the courtyard. It seems to be in the process of being given to her, simply acquired by, for her by her courtyard. So the I guess I would just say that there are other factors involved here with the get, you know, that aren't involved by Shabbos. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
What's up, Ruth? Let me hear.
In the arts world, the possibility of the get was erased while it's still in its upward path. What's implied by erased here? Erased.
No, it means let's say it rains, starts raining, and the water hits the cloth, or not the cloth, the water hits the paper, so the writing is erased.
Okay, right? Thank you.
Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now. Okay, so we're around 8 lines above where it gets wide on Ayin Tet Amud Aleph. Okay, but don't forget to mute yourself, Ruth, okay? So, Amar Rav Chista, Rishur Chalukot begin. So, Chista is the different Rishur Chalukot, it means like this. If a husband gives, like, Rishus to his wife to use, like, part of his one of his Rishuyos because he wants to give her a get, it doesn't mean he's giving a Rishus for other. In other words, if I say, you could borrow my chatzer and I'm going to give you a get or whatever, doesn't mean that the bayis included, this is included, other things are included. What I say, that's it. So let's think back on the Gemara. So, Amar Rav Chista, Rishut Chalukot begin. Amar Le Rami, let me see what Rashi has on that. If you look at the Rashi, Rishut Chalukot begin, in Hishila Habalma, Kol Machatziro, the Kabbalah Gita, if the husband loaned her a place in his chatzer to receive the get, Lo Hishila Gago Obeito. So, part in the chatzer doesn't include the gog, the roof, or his bayit. Below Amrina and Lo Kapid, we don't say, he's not Machpid or whatever. He says, the Treme Komo Lo Moshli. A person wouldn't loan two spots. Mishum Demaiti Alaraya, Mimanita Nakala Haka. So, he's going to connect it to our Mishnah. So, back in the Gemara, 8 lines above where it gets wide. Amrli Rami Bar Chama L'Rava, Benalai L'Sava Ha. So Rami Bar Chama says to Rava, where does Sava, meaning Rav Chista, know this? So the way that Rav Leibowitz is saying, Rava was Rav Chista was Rava's father-in-law. So you remember, actually, there's a Gemara Brachot with his fellow Bar Hedya, that Abai and Rava come to him, and they each have dreams. And to... Right. Abai paid him and Rava didn't pay him, and he interpreted the dreams favorably for Abaye and negatively for Rava. So one of the dreams, Bar Hedya interpreted that the daughter of Rav Chista, meaning his wife, would die, and she died. And the Gemara has figured like everything goes after the Pitron, but the point being that Rav Chista was his father-in-law. So here it refers to his Sava. So the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, it's like he was saying like Rav Tendler referred to the Shver, the father-in-law. So you speak to Rav Tendler and say, what does the Shver say? Shver means his father-in-law. So he said, what does the Shver say? So here he's saying, this is Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rabba, Menal is Saba Ha. Where is Saba? Like he's saying, like Saba is like it's like more the grandfather, but he's saying the father-in-law. So where did Rav Chista get the halacha from? Amalei, and here's the connection to our sugya. Amalei Matnitin he. It's from our Mishnah, where he says, if she was standing on the roof, Uzrakola, and he, the husband, standing in the chatzer, and he takes the get, throws it up the roof, once the get gets to the airspace of the gog, So now we're going to tease out who owns the chatzer, who owns the gog. I told you already, according to Maskana, but we don't know anything right now. So, Bavaya Skinan. If everything belongs to the woman, in other words, the chatzer belongs to the woman, the gog belongs to the woman, everything is the woman, why do we need to come into the avir agag? Ella, it means from the moment that the get leaves his hand, she's already divorced because it's all her rishus. So it's not a question of like going trajectory above and beyond, it's in her rishus already. Ella, the gog today, the chatzer today. So if it's not all hers, we think it's all his. So he owns the chatzer, he owns the gog. He gila your gog, my hobby. So what good does it do to your gog? It's his rishus. Ella pshita, the gog the chatzer today. So the only way that I can interpret the beginning of the Mishnah is she owns the gog, he owns the chatzer. Now let's try part two. Ema seifa, let's go to the second. So Tamar here is assuming that if she owns the gog, he owns the chatzer, that would be true in the second case of the Mishnah also. She owns the gog, he owns the chatzer. Remember, in the second case, he's standing on the gog, throwing to get to her, and when it gets into the avir, the chatzer, she's divorced. But we think she owns the gag, he owns the chatzer. Ema seifa, hu mi lamala vihi mi lamata, if he's upstairs in the gag and she's downstairs in the chatzer, who's rakola and he throws to her. Even she had some rishit gag, nimchak o nisraf. So the Tana Mishnah says, once it leaves the rishit of the gag, and it was nimchak, it was erased, like from rain, or nisraf got burned, harezu megureshet, she's megureshet. So we think, though, that it got nimchak or nisraf in the chatzer, which we think belongs to him. So the e begag didav a chatzer today, if the gag belongs to her and the chatzer belongs to him, amai megureshet, why is she megureshet? Ella, the gag didav a chatzer didav. So they have to say in the second part that the roof belongs to him, the chatzer belongs to her. So the Gemara says, Reisha begag didav a chatzer today, Seifa begag didav a chatzer didav. Does it make sense that the fact pattern is reversed from the Reisha to the Seifa? Elalav, and here's the point, the Gemara takes it, it doesn't make sense that there are two different, you know, fact patterns. One, the gag is hers, the other, the gag is his. Elalav, the Oshla Makom, is it not? It means not the way we scratch everything we set up till now. He owns everything. The husband owns the gag. The husband owns the chatzer, but the Oshla, he lends out, he lets her use one of the shugyos. The Oshla Makom. The husband is loaning the wife a makom. The chad makom mostly inshi, meaning a person will loan out one makom, three makom, and not going to loan out two makom. So I'm loaning out the makom where you are. I'm not loaning out any other makom, and that's why you divorced. If that's the case, so that would help prove what we said before, that Rav Pista said that Rishu Chalukah begin, that even by getting a husband, he loans out a makom, is one makom, not more than one makom. So Amarle, so this was who speaking to who here, Rami Brachama to Rava. So Rava gave the answer, to Rami Brachama. So Amarle, so Rami Brachama says, be the area. Who says? He says, Dilma hakadita v'hakadita. Maybe each case is different. This is, like I said before, Reisha begag hita, v'chatzer today. The first beginning of the Mishnah is, her gag is chatzer. Seifa begag today, v'chatzer today. The other cases are reversed. So, but you can't extrapolate from our Mishnah one way or the other way about Rishut Chalukah at beginning. So that's not probative to that issue. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, the first one lying downstairs. Okay, Amar Rava. So we mentioned before that there's a big connection between Hilchot Shabbat and Git here, and this is what Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. In other words, like we're talking about taking an object to get, throwing it, and when it gets into her Rishut, she's divorced. So we have a lot of things like that by dinim of Hotza'ah on Shabbos, because that's what Hotza'ah is about. You're taking from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shosh Mitot Begit. There are three different dinim and gittin that are different than Hilchot Shabbat, even though it seems like it should be like the same. He says, Had Amar Redi Klut Mishuncha. In other words, one is Klut Mishuncha, which I think we did before you came in, Michael, but just to go over again, Klut Mishuncha is if somebody's standing in the Rishut Yafid, and he's throwing, let's say, a ball to another Rishus Yafid, and the ball is going to go through the Rishus Arabim. So Rebbe says he's chayev for most of the Rishut Rishut because he took the ball. In other words, even though it didn't rest in the Rishus Arabim, but Al Pi Halacha did, because Kluta, if it's surrounded by the Rishus Arabim, it's like it came to Hanukkah. So he says, so Hadamar Rebbe Kluta Mishahunukha. So the Chavim of the Sech Shabbat Amar Chulak was ready on the second wide line, very wide line. Here, the key issue is the get guarded in her Rishus? So once the get gets, remember below the partitions, it's guarded from the wind. So Mamela, he says, Bahamintar. So it means even the Chachamim, we said this earlier, will agree that Klut Mishoncha, Lenin get. Okay, now, second halacha. Let's say a person takes a pole and he plucks it into the earth in Rishut Yachid, and at the head of the pole is a basket. He says, and then he takes something and he throws it into the basket. It means he takes it from, let's say, the Rishus Rabin, and he throws a ball and it lands in the basket. So the basket is going to have a din in the Rishus Hayachid. In other words, again, the Rishus Hayachid is Ola Ad L'Shamayim, and the basket is the Rishus is enough size. Chayav L'Pish Rishus Hayachid Ola Ad L'Rakia. Rishus Hayachid goes to the heavens, so he's chayav for that. He says, but Hanimi L'Shabbat. By Shabbos, it would work that way. But let's say it's a husband throwing the get to the wife, and the wife has got, in her Rishas Yati, he's got a pole with a basket on top of it, and he takes the get, and he says, here, gear, hey, giteich, and it lands the basket. She's not divorced. In other words, there's no shmira in the basket. In other words, the basket has to be guarded from wind and other and shamur, but the Gemara takes the basket is not guarded from those things. So let's take a look at Rashi, the last Rashi. Aval chatzir shel isha, if the chatzir belongs to the woman, the kanena utz gavoa min hamachitzo, and then you have this kana, which is higher than the machitzo, higher than the partition from the chatzir, in the megureshet, it's not going to rest in the ground. The Rami lay Zika quits the machito. The wind will blow it. The Tama Dikita Mishum Khatsa Mishamarabu, Dumyam Diada Bahalamintar. It's not guarded up there. And then the last halakha on turn page on Ayin Ted on the base top line, Bahada Amar Rabbiuman Shmuel, Bellalaka Rabusan Mishmuel, Loya Amoda Dam Begag Zev, you float me Gishami Migagoshil Khabero. Again, this din hotsa'a that a person on Shabbat, let's say I'm in one Rishus Yachid, there was I'm in one roof, and then there's a roof next door, my neighbor, and there was everybody's living, I don't know, apartments, what do we want to say? It's like everything attached, but I live in this, I'm on the roof that I live in, A, and my next door neighbor, B, has a roof. On Shabbos, I shouldn't scoop up water from his roof and bring it to my roof. Even though we're both Roshuyot Hayachid, we did this when we did Masech Shabbat. Remember, in order to do that, I need an Erev Chatzerot in order to do that. But I shouldn't take from one Roshus Yachid to Roshus Rabbim. He says, that's a dinder about it, obviously. He says here, and he says, Lo yamonadam begagzev, yikot meg shami migdoshal chavero, shekshem shadir and chalukin milamata, just like the residents are divided down below, that's clear. Meaning that even on the roof, even though we don't live on the roof, that's his roof and it's my roof. So it's a different rishus with that. Let's just get the Rashi on that. We didn't finish it yet. On the top Rashi, water that floats on his roof, even though people don't live on the god, in other words, there's an idea that Let's say I have Rishus Yachid and Michael's my next door neighbor. He is the Rishus Yachid. So, and let's say our properties join one another, but one another. And let's say we have a fence between us. Doesn't mean on Shabbat, there's no Eruv, but I could just walk through, carry something from my Rishus to his Rishus because that's a din Rabbanan. In other words, I have to make an Eruv in order to carry from my Rishus Yachid to his Rishus Yachid. And the same thing with the roof. But on back in the Gemara, on the line four, Hanimilin is Shabbat. Avolinin get, but when it comes to a get, meaning if the husband owns both buildings and he's mashil, he says you can use roof A to be makabel your get. So he meant that also the other roof as well. He says Avolinin get mishum kpeiru. By get, the issue is he makbid that she's using like more than I lent her. The Kulihai looked up the inch to be mocked so much that the roof, I guess, and the roof, and it's the neighboring roof. Let's see Rashi, fourth wide line. I mean, the man owns two buildings, one next to another, and he's got two roofs. And he loans her to roof A. He says, the Kibal Top is there. And then she accepts the get in roof B. We don't say, it's Rishu Chaluto. He says, we said, yeah, a man doesn't lend more than one makom. It's true. He's strict with that. I'm lending you one thing, not another thing. There are people, they loan the chatzir, they're not going to use the house. How about Kuli High? But to go to such an extent, the next door roofs, main kashmir for Gilba, and people don't use it so much. Low top the inchi. Nobody's going to be mocked on that. In other words, so that's a different din by Shabbos than a din by Gittin. Let's just review these three halachot. And again, then we'll take some questions, comments, and court. So we said that, and again, it's like an interface between Hilchot Shabbat, in particular, the first parak of Shabbos, which deals with With carrying on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we have a lot of points of commonality. You have a get that you're throwing from one Rishut to another Rishut. So we have three dinim that the halacha by Shabbos is one way, but the halacha by Gittin another way. So the first halacha was Klutuk Misha Huncha. There we said that Rebbe is Machloket Rebbe and Chachamim by Shabbos with the Klutuk Misha Huncha. If it's going through the airspace, is it resting? Rebbe says yes, the Chachamim say no, but here, even the Chachamim will agree with him because as long as there's shmira, it's like between the partitions, it's good. The second halacha was, let's say you have a Natz Kana of Rosh Traskel. If on Shabbos I plunge a pole into the ground, on top it's a basket, so if somebody throws at that basket, it's throwing into the Rosh Hashiyachid from Rosh Hashirabim. So it's Hotzah. But by a man, if he throws the get into the Traskel, we won't, in other words, the idea is Rosh Hashiyachid is Ola L'Rakia, which is that it goes up to heaven. And he has a place to receive it. But here, by woman, if she takes that and does it in her shus and throws the get there, we won't say that's a good get because it's not mishtamer, it's not guarded up there. And then the last halacha was that on Shabbos, I can't like stand on one gog and gather water from another gog because those are, you know, reshut and chalukot. But here, notwithstanding that we said earlier that by Gittin, he said that what's the expression he had? That Rashud Chaluko, we said, right? What was the expression? He said, but what's the expression? Wait, how many lines up? Where is it? From the wide lines. From the very wide line, medium wide line? From the bottom? No, that's not what I'm looking for. One second. One second, one minute. Yeah, no, it's eight lines above where it gets medium wide. Amar of Chista Rishut Chaluko Begitten. That's what I was looking for. So again, so by Gittin, even though we say Rishut Chaluko Begitten, even though we say that the svar you gave for it, but I was looking for the phrase Rishut Chaluko Begitten. So even though by Gittin we normally say Rishut Chaluko, when it comes to the roof, even a man wouldn't be, no man would be mocked, or generally not be mocked on that. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Right. But the thing is that, right, and it was two different owners, but it means, like, just like the Mechilik Boris compare it, the man owns the bayit, he owns the chatzer, he owns the gog, so he's only loaning her one of those places. So here, it's his gog A and gog B, right? So it's not different to urine, but you get the idea. Okay, yeah. There's something that comes up in halacha, which they have on the sheet, and I believe it's also pointed out, we have a klutuk k'misha huncha. In other words, if somebody's in the airspace, k'misha huncha, so the question that comes up is, let's say somebody's putting on their tefillin, like they put on the tefillin shliyad, and they're putting on the tefillin shel rosh, and now, well, they have the shel rosh in their hand before they plop it down on the head, they engage in a conversation with somebody. So do I say klutuk k'misha huncha? It's like, in other words, since it's in the airspace, do I say it's like resting? So it's like Nishka Frela. That's the question. Okay. So he says like this. The Chuvot Halachot Tanot addressed the following incident. There was once a man who entered into a conversation. He was holding his tefillin shel rosh over his head, ready to put it into its place. What do you want to do before we get into this? Can you imagine if like somebody was having a conversation like this and you came over to them and said, you know, you're not allowed to talk to you, you know, when you're talking. And he said, yeah, but the Klutuk K'misha Huncha, so this is the only thing that's got a whole shekel Torah. Anyway, so he says, the question is whether, we make a bracha for the shliyad, then on the shel rosh, when we have it on the head, before we tighten it, we make a second bracha. Okay, so the Chuvah's halakha kind of addressed the following incident. Everybody, okay, there was once a man who went into a conversation as he was holding his tefillin shel rosh over his head, ready to put it on to his place. The question is whether we can apply the principle of our Gemara. An object, he's saying, he says, Kamen Shigil Avir. an object that will eventually come to rest is considered as an orient rest. So it's different. It's not klushmihutcha. It's avir shesofal anuach, but similar idea. He says, and thus his conversation did not constitute an interruption between the bracha and the stone mitzvah. The stone, he says, were what it was above the place they would eventually come to rest. Or perhaps the principle did not be applied in this case, and he did in fact interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah. Halachot Kitano ruled that this principle cannot be applied in our case, and the conversation was an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah. The reason is that the principle is limited to something that is in the air, will inevitably come to rest on its own, but it cannot be applied to an object that a person holds in his hands, since he may decide not to put it down in his place. In other words, it's going to come to a rest. He's more like a Virsha Sopa Lanua. The Beir Halacha cites the explanation of the Arts of Akayim, that's the Malbim, why the principle cannot be applied to the case of tefillin. He explains the mitzvah tefillin is fulfilled only when a person. So, the first thing we're saying, he's holding it. So, that's the thing. So, the question of the Arts of Akayim, the Malbim started to write a Perush on Shulchan Aruch, and he never completed it. And he just completed like the first volume. It's got the first a couple of simanim in Shulchan Aruch, and that's called Arts of Akayim, but it's a nice sefer. He says, he explains the mitzvah tefillin only when a person fastens the tefillin to his head, but if they are merely resting on his head, even if they are in place, the mitzvah is not fulfilled. But it's in principle that an object that will come to rest, considered already at rest, does not facilitate fulfillment of the mitzvah tefillin. It's a separate reason. In other words, even if it's come to rest, it's still not that. I have to tighten it. You know, he, I believe, was talking about, this is something he spoke about in the past. These people, maybe you're more familiar, they take like medical tourism. They go to Mexico and Turkey to have hair transplants.
Yeah, very big.
He said that somebody sent him a picture of a whole bunch of from people online at the airport, I think in Turkey, you know, because they'd all like bandaged up because they'd all gotten the surgery. So the issue that he was talking about is, are you allowed to do this? Among other things, it'll be mabatel you from the mitzvah tefillin. So he says, in other words, they won't be able to put tefillin shel rosh on to tighten it. So he says, for a few weeks. They said, like, there was a doctor who told him not to worry about it. You know, just put it lightly on the head, and you'll be good. Right. Well, no. Well, he didn't know. In other words, like, there's, I don't know, like, what's covered, what's not. But he, the, the point he was trying to say is just to, like, in other words, like, you could put it lightly on the head, leave it, and you're done. And he said that's not true. In other words, you might feel better psychologically, but the mitzvah has to be tight. Okay, now, the Chubas Beis Sha'arim suggests a different distinction. The principle that an object that will come to rest considered as if it's already at rest applies to issues related to domains. Since in that case, when constructed, there is a relationship between the airspace and the land that is beneath it. For example, when a person purchases a parcel of land, he becomes the owner of the airspace above his land. Thus, we can apply this principle. In other words, I own the rishus, I own the airspace. So it's like, in other words, is it in my rishus? Yeah. In contrast, during the business of tefillin, there is no relationship between the airspace above a person's head and his head. In other words, like something like that. Therefore, this principle cannot be applied to achieve fulfillment and so on. So I gave three reasons why it's not shy if I film. One is you're holding it. Two, you need to, even if it drops down, you need to mahavik it. And secondly, there's nothing, it's not shy. Airspace with head is something totally different. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, now, let's see back. Okay, we're on 9-6 on Ayin 79b, Ayin Kedah Beis. Okay, Amar Rabbi, Shtei Chatzer, Zulat Nimizu. This, let's say you have two chatzerot, one interior to the other one. The inner rishus is owned by her. I'm going to take these sitter and this gemara just to illustrate. Okay, and you can't see it in the Zoom world, but let's say this is her rishus, the inner rishus, and the outer rishus is owned by him. Okay, we still have to go through his rishus. Okay, Amar Rabbi, Sheikh Hatzer Zulat Nimizu, Nimishla Bachisona Shalo, Umechitzora Chitzon or Odpola Pnimio. The outer walls of the outer rishus, let's say, are 20 amot high, and the walls around the inner rishus are 10 amot high. Got it? So he says here, Uzrakola, and then he, the husband, throws the get from the outer rishus into the inner rishus. Kaman shigila avir mechitzora kitzona means once it gets over the airspace of the inner rishus, even though it's not between, remember in my example, the mechitzah were 10 amot high, and here the mechitzah are 20 amot high. Once it gets into the airspace, even if it's below 20 amot, but above 10 amot, she's divorced. We'll see in a minute. He says, Kaven Shi Gila Bir Machitsara Kitsona raising Gresha, my taima, Knibi Kufa Machitsara Kitsona Kamintra. In other words, she's in the inner chatzer, but she also gets the benefit of the outer machitzo. She's like a user of the outer machitzo. So the outer machitzo will protect it from the wind. So once it gets into over her airspace, she's divorced, even though it's above her machitzo, but it's below his machitzo, but she right, that's she's divorced. Now the Gemara says, let's just get to the next Mishnah. Basha ain't paying the kupot, but this is a conscious distinction will be the lockup, let's say, by two boxes. There's a question where the boxes are sitting, but let's just hold off with that. I have two boxes, one the same as the chitzor, only a box. He says, Pnim and Shalom, but Kitzon and Shalom. The inner box is hers, the outer box is his. Uzrakola, and he throws her get from wherever. And now it's in the airspace in the inner box. She's not Magresha when it gets to the airspace in the inner box. My taima, the halona. It didn't come to rest. Now, he wants to say like this, the way Rashi takes it, that, let's see the Rashi, the halonach, Rashi's going to say that a keli, in other words, a box isn't made to protect you from wind. A box is made to contain items. Let's see back on Rashi, 10 lines down. He says, the halonach, in other words, it's not made to like guard objects from wind and things like that. The ain't kliya sui alaniach b'toko. A kli is made to store objects. So that being the case, you don't get like it, there's no idea of like avir of the keli. Let's see back in the Gemara. V'chi nach my havli. But the Gemara says even lu yatsur the get comes to a rest in her inner box. What difference does it make? Kilo shlokeh shut mocherhu. We discussed this yesterday in the PBSAs. In other words, it's like the sugya. In other words, let's say I want to buy an object from somebody and I go into his rishus. So if I bring it out, it's my rishus. I'm definitely kona. But now let's say I have my keli there. I bring it in there. So it's a machlok and I'm a rayim. So Caleb, that this is the keli shalket worship mokerhu. In other words, her inner box is in his bigger outer box. So even if it comes to rest, it's nothing. So hakabaya skina and bakupa shane the shalayim. The Gemara says, no. What are we talking about? We're talking about boxes, but they have no bottoms in them. So neither one has a bottom. So her inner box is like her whole thing. But the question is, who owns the underlying ground underneath it? So one way to understand that it's in a simta, simta is like an alleyway. That's the way Rav Leibowitz was saying that the Ramban understands it as simta. Anyway, so then neither one has bottom. Who says? He's it was Artos is what?
This box is not a bottom.
Okay, either way. But then, you know, it takes it out of the getter. It takes it out of the getter of Caleb Shalokeh, where, you know, so Caleb Shalokeh. Okay.
So box
is not that's correct. In terms of halacha. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay. Well, let's go on. Next Mishnah. This is an important Mishnah to remember about Get Yashan. So Matnitin, they shamayim poter dam ishto beget yashan. They shamay holds that a person could use a get yashan, an old get. We'll explain what that is in 1 minute. But Hillomrim Ostrim, but Hill says you cannot use a get yashan. And then the Mishnah says, he says, be'ezu get yashan. What's a get yashan? Koshni to chedimam yachar shik tavola. If he had yichud with the woman after he wrote the get. So it means like this. Let's say he writes the get in 2023, and then in between he decides to hang out with her for a couple of years, and then in 2025 he takes the get out of the drawer and he decides to give it to her. So that would be a get yashan. So the Gemara is going to explain that Hillel's concern. Let's say she conceives children between now and 2025, and people won't remember that she got the get in 2025, but they'll look at the get and see the date 2023, and they'll lead her to assume that she bore these children out of wedlock, which is a pagam on the child. So we don't want that. So you're not allowed to use a get yashan. Okay, that's a din rabban. You can't use a get yashan. We'll see in a minute. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "B'mai kimitliki." What's the point of the dispute between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Beit Shammai yisabri lo minan gzeira shemay yomru gita kodol minah. There is no gzeira that will say that the get preceded the birth of the child, or the Beit Hillel sabri yomru gzeira shemay yomru gita kodol minah. So we obviously pass them like Beit Hillel. So Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. Now, so a person should not use a get yashan. The question is, what if you did use a get yashan? So Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel in Nisei Lo Teitzei. So Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel says the first lashon, if she got the get yashan, and then she married somebody, so we're going to leave her alone. The Ikeda Amri is Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel in Nitgarsha Kinaseh L'Chachila. So the second lashon is, if she was divorced with the get yashan, we don't say you need another get. You know, your get goes into haid and have a nice life. But Rashi has something on this. Look at the Rashi in the Mishnah. Where is it? It's above the word says matnit in here. It's not in the Mishnah, but above the line. In the Garsha, the get yashan, balach balalim tinayam, tinaseh l'chachila. In other words, it's an added aggravating factor. If she was divorced with the get yashan, and the husband's not around anymore, then we would say go and, you know, get married again. But he's around, she should get another get. That's the way it's saying with this. Okay, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? You're good, Ruth. It's nice to have happy people. Okay, anybody else? Everybody good? Okay, let's see further. Now, not anything. I'm going to do part of this Mishnah, it's part of Mishnah, and then I'll talk about the CM in 1 minute. Now, not anything. Ketav, now, Chazal said that when you write a get, you should write dated by the years of the government that you're in. As they said, is a Shlom Malchus. Now, Katav L'Shem Malchus Shein HaHogenet. Let's say the person was in Bavel, and he dated it according to like the years they used in the Roman Empire. Now, refers to the Roman Empire as Malchus Shein HaHogenet, like an improper kingdom. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf, why don't you look at Daf Peyam and Aleph in the Gemara, ADA, and where the Gemara. So it says, my Malchus Shein HaHogenet. What does it mean? Malchus HaRomian. Because they don't have their own alphabet and they don't have their own language. So it's interesting that they use Latin. I can hear alphabet. Alphabet is something that they took from the Greeks, even though Greek seems different than Latin, but it's the same alphabet. Alphabet, gamma, delta, A, B, C, D, it's the same thing. That wasn't their alphabet. The language, I don't really know what they mean that they don't have their own language, but Rashi says, where's that? He says, if you look at Rashi, it's 5 months before it's white on Pam and Olive. It was taken from another nation. That's what Rashi says. What is Rashi? What is Rashi allowed so Bruce can hear?
Used by the Romans, but originally the language of the Latin nation and country that the city of Rome assimilated.
Oh, okay. So Michael read from Steinsaltz. You're listening, Ruth? He says that that Latin was not from the Romans themselves, but from another people that lived with them. Etruscan alphabet. It's something. Etruscan alphabet? Yeah. All right. Let's see back on the Gemara. All right. Now, let's see back on the Gemara. All right. Get him on.
Last part of what he's. I didn't hear the last part.
Here, I'll give it to you. I'll give you Michael.
Despite their military and political power.
Please just tell him what you said. Anyway, Michael said that the alphabet came from the Etruscans. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah. So, Manitin, Katav L'Shem Malchus Shein HaHogenet. So, if he wrote it like dating it by the Roman dates, but he's in Babel. L'Shem Malchus Madai. He's in Babel. He's dating it according to the dates that they use in media. L'Shem Malchus Yaban, he's using the Greek dates. L'Binyan HaBayit, or even if he dated it a number of years since the building of the base of Mekdash, or L'Korban HaBayit, or from the destruction of the base of Mekdash, or Hayab Mizrach V'Ketab Amarav. He, when the get was written, he was in the east part of the city, and he's writing in the get, it's the west part of the city. B'Marav V'Ketab Mizrach, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, means the get's not good. So if, let's say, she was married to Reuven, gives her this defective get, and then she marries Shimon with defective get. So now she's got, like, basically an adulterous relationship. So she's Asra and Reuven and Asra and Shimon. because Shimon, she was still married to Reuven, and now she had the relationship with Shimon, she can't go back to Reuven either. So she's got the worst of all possible worlds. So she's got to leave both. She needs a get from both of them. So Reuven, in this thing, she needs a get because she was married. Well, let's be patient and we will see. Let's see if Rashi addresses our question. Okay, so she has to get a get from Reuven, but she also needs a get from Shimon. Let's see Rashi. So Yosef was asking why she needs a get from Shimon. She really wasn't married to Shimon. Look at Rashi. It lines from the bottom, from where it gets wide. In Yosef, it gets to Shimon and Rishon and Sheni. With three who get Sheni and Rishon, she needs another get from Reuven. The get men Hasheni and a get from Shimon. Even though she was never really married to Shimon, Uvi Bama first time, like Zerishim Yomru, Hire Shishon get Gamur, and it's Hasheni. People will say that she really was properly divorced from Reuven and she was properly married to Shimon. People will think that. They didn't say, Ashani should sablo get. And they'll see her going out, not getting a get from Shimon. They'll say, oh, you know, that. So on a rabbinic level, she needs a get from Shimon as well. Let's keep back in the Mishnah. She get me some mizah. The Ainla, five lines above where it gets on the bottom. The Ainla Luktuba, she is not entitled to a ksuba from either one. Now, ksuba is Shlote Kalbe and Abelgarsha. Shouldn't be easy to divorce her. We want them both to divorce her. So she doesn't have a ksuba below payroad. So payroad here means she, in other words, the husband gets the payroad. What does she get in return for the payroad? She gets pure kohen. Now look at Rashi, five lines and words wide below payroad. Din payroad. She's taking the Isha, pure kuna. Coming from Taki, the husband has an obligation to redeem her if she sees, let's say, seized by Arabs or something. So she doesn't get the right to be ransomed. This is back in the Mishnah. Below Mazonot, not entitled to be supported by either husband. Below Balaot, and she's not entitled to her worn out clothing. Or Rashi says, if she had worn out clothing, she brought into the marriage, not entitled to that. Or the other way is to say, is it was in the Ksuba, and it was, let's say, Tzon Barzel. But that's it being vacated. Lo al zeh, lo al zeh. Im not lemi zeh mi zeh, if she got anything, any of those monies from either one of them, taxir. She's got to, you know, forfeit it. V'havlad mamzir mi zeh mi zeh. Now, if she had a child with either one of them, it's a mamzir, means child after the divorce from Reuven, which was a defective divorce. So if she has a child from Shimon, that's a mamzir at the Reis level. If she has a union back with Reuven, so that's a mamzer on the bottom level. He says, let's take a look at Rashi. First very wide line. Vavlad mamzer mizemizeh in hechzira rishon, if Reuven took her back, v'yalda lo ben, and then she bears a child with him, have a mamzer mizrabanan. That child is a mamzer on the bottom level, with yivavon aminim da'asur mamzeret. So in yivavon, in other words, normally a mamzer can marry a mamzeret, but he's a mamzer on the bottom level. So you get a mamzer on the right level, it's not a good shidduch. He says, "Hoil the kasher ben Torah." Okay, the back in the Gemara, he says, "Velo zev zev mitamin law." If either one are kohenim and she dies, they can't go to her funeral because they're not really. He says, "Velo zev zev a kind of siyatav lo masidav lo b'parat the rab." Neither one has the chuyos in her metzias, anything she produces or being made for nedarim. Haytam bat Yisrael nifsal min akuna. If she was a Bas Yisrael, now she's possible from Kuna. You say, look, she's divorced, but it means, let's say, the first divorce was not a good divorce, right? And the second divorce, let's say, at that point in time, she, husband number one dies, and husband number two is really not her husband. So she's an almana, but she's still a psula from the Kuna because she's got a din of Zona. There's a bigger problem. There's a Zona. So she can never marry a Kohen, even if it's not a Grusha issue. Top line on number days, but Levi min Amaser. If she's about Levi, she's passive for Maaser. So here, Maaser might mean that she doesn't get a chelak in the Maaser, or Maaser might be, there's an opinion in the Gemara, I think it's Rabbi Akiva, that holds that Maaser can only, Rishon can only be eaten by Levium. I think this is by Levium. So I know we're going to the simple shot is it's just Mama and Levium, but he says in Levium, but anyway, she can't eat it. But Kohen, not Truma. She's about Kohen, she can't eat Truma. But in Yorshin, she'll say, Yorshin said, Yorshim Kubata, that none of the Yorshim means her sons that she had from either one of them don't Yorshim. She has no Ksuba. They can't Yorshim the Ksuba. What does it mean her Ksuba? We said there is no Ksuba. So here Rashi explains to the Ksuba been indifferent that there is sometimes is a stipulation that, in other words, she brings a dowry into the wedding, into the marriage, And but she doesn't like the idea of losing all the assets. So we can have a stipulation that any sons that I have with you will get an added amount above the other brothers. And it was, even though brothers equal the ultimate Yerusha, but my Yerusha property, I want to go to my blood relatives. So they don't get that. I'm not sure. Okay, now he made to if the two husbands die, so she's got to do chalitza, you can't do gibbon. Okay, that's going to be it for tonight. Now, recording for 1 second.